What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, China's buying corn 9 out of 11 days. Big corn sales. Many people think the American farmer planted extra corn acres, and we're going to need them with demand like this.
We got some rain this weekend for many, certainly positive.
Looking at Endon maps over the last few days and some pretty good coverage. Still a few people who missed some rains, but overall a very nice rain for many people in North Dakota and South Dakota and friends in Montana and even up north in Canada, catching some showers here, Don.
We'll need it as we move forward. What's not hot in this market?
Well, looking at cattle prices, so the price of corn's come down. That usually helps cattle. But live cattle, feeder cattle, still not doing well. Of course, hogs hit all-time recent highs here on Friday, but the feeder cattle and live cattle markets are in a slump, and it looks like the only person making the money is the packer currently.
What about in this hog trade?
The hog trade's interesting. It makes you wonder how many hogs are actually out there, and that's kind of playing into corn and demand, and how high can hogs go? It's really interesting.
Well, we certainly have seen some logistic issues this spring, some stress really going to the supply chain. What are you seeing along that front, Tommy?
Well, every time I drive by a car lot, I look, and boy, are they starting to park them this way and that way just to make it look like they have anything for sale. But overall, a real big problem in agriculture is people are driving or even flying all over the country just to pick up parts. It's really scary what's happening out there when you talk about supplies of parts.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.